You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. This is episode 106, Gratitude as a Creative Practice. Hey y'all, welcome back to Fearless Inc. I'm your host, Arshalita, and this episode is all about slowing down and giving thanks. We are in the midst of our Rooted series for November, grounding ourselves before we sprint into new goals, deadlines, and dreams. Last week, we talked about bold moves in writing and the courage it takes to say yes to yourself. This week, we're talking about something quieter, but just as powerful, gratitude. Gratitude isn't just an emotion, it's a creative discipline. It's how we stay anchored when the world keeps rushing past. And honestly, it's how we stay in love with what we do. But before we get into that, let's step into the inkwell. The inkwell is three current things happening in Black writing and culture this month and filling our creative cup. The first thing is the Kimbalayo Fellowship and how it has moved to St. Louis. It's a new home base for this national literary organization dedicated to Black fiction writers, and it has opened in St. Louis, Missouri, neighboring where I'm at in Kansas City. The program offers mentorship, agent connections, retreats, and community building for emerging Black writers. I love this, not just because it's, you know, neighboring Kansas City, but it's a reminder that visibility and access matter. Having a space specifically built for Black writers means we don't have to navigate these spaces and margins alone. It signals possibility, and that's always fantastic. Your voice has a place, and this community is ready for you. I will leave information in the show notes about this fellowship. The next thing is the Black Authors Book Fair, which is happening this Saturday, November 15th, at the Independent Media Center in Urbana, Illinois. This event gathers Black authors in one space for readings, signings, and community connection. The third thing is National Novel Writing Month, better known as NaNoWriMo. It's a November challenge. It happens every year. Now, traditionally, this is the month for novel writing. Like I said, a month-long challenge, and the goal is to write a 50,000-word novel during the month of November. Now, the official NaNoWriMo organization closed this past April. They had financial struggles, some community issues. Those were the primary reasons. But it's still going on. You know, you can still participate in the challenge. It's all about the spirit of what NaNoWriMo is. And even though the organization is closed, you can still do the challenge. And so it's, you know, finishing a 50,000 word novel during this month. And you're not too late to jump in. Got a little catching up to do, but you can join. Now, if you're a novelist, this is your month, right? If you're a poet or maybe a hybrid writer, we can still flip the script. You can use November to commit to maybe writing a poem a day or a mini cycle of poems that you want to finish. Writers of color, specifically, your voice matters across all the genres, right? So if you're not a novelist, you can still participate in this challenge and just flip it to what it is you do. Use this season of challenge to lock in your version of creation. Let's talk about what gratitude really looks like for us as creatives, because it's easy to say, be grateful, but how do we practice that? I want to share three ways gratitude can shape your creative life, not just emotionally, but artistically. The first, gratitude reconnects you to the why. When work feels heavy, gratitude reminds you why you started in the first place. Maybe you write to heal. Maybe you write to connect. Maybe you just love the rhythm of words. There are seasons when writing feels like labor, when the blank page looks more like a demand than an invitation. We have all been there. The deadlines pile up, your ideas feel stale, that inner critic starts whispering, you know, why am I even doing this? That's when gratitude becomes your reset button. It pulls you out of the grind and back into the grace. Gratitude says, remember when this was joy? Remember when you wrote without worrying about feedback, about followers, about anything? When you didn't worry about perfection? Because before the publishing dreams, before the pressure to produce, there was just you and the words. Maybe you write to heal the parts of you that never had language. Maybe you write to connect. Maybe someone out there feels a little less alone because they read your work. Or maybe you just love the way sentences fall into place. Whatever your reason, gratitude helps you return to that original spark, the heartbeat beneath all the hustle. It's not about ignoring the hard parts. It's about remembering why they're worth it. When I feel burnt out, I reread old journal entries. Those first raw pages where I wrote just because it felt good to me. It grounds me in the simplicity of why I fell in love with writing in the first place. So here's your prompt. Write down three things you're grateful for in your creative life. They can be as small as your favorite pen or as big as finishing your book. The second thing is gratitude expands what you have. What you appreciate multiplies. When you thank your audience, your community, your peers, you nurture connection. And when you thank yourself, you build confidence. Gratitude is generative. It grows whatever it touches, for real. The more you name what's good, the more you start to see it everywhere. When you take a moment to thank your readers, your listeners, or the people who've supported your creative journey, you're not just being nice, you're not just being polite, you're tending to the soil of that community. You're saying, I see you, I value you. And that acknowledgement builds trust, it builds loyalty. But there's another part that we often skip over, thanking ourselves. That kind of gratitude is quiet, but it's powerful. It sounds like, thank you for showing up, even when it was hard. Thank you for choosing art over fear. Thank you for believing that your voice matters. I used to chase every milestone, followers, features, publication credits. But when I started thanking my supporters for the small wins, when I started saying thank you for one good sentence, one good poem, one kind email, my creative world got bigger. Gratitude shifted my focus from lack to abundance. So, here's your practice. Every week, name one creative win and write a note of thanks to yourself or someone who inspired you. The third thing is gratitude creates rest. When you slow down to give thanks, you create space to breathe. It's the opposite of hustle, it's presence. And presence is where the art lives. We live in a world that worships speed. Everything's got to be done right now, where success is measured by output and everyone's chasing the next big thing, the next milestone. But creativity doesn't thrive in that rush. True art is born in stillness. In those quiet moments when you actually stop long enough to feel what you're creating, when you pause to give thanks, you're not losing time, you're reclaiming it. You're giving your mind, your spirit, and your imagination a chance to catch up with your ambition. Gratitude slows the pace just enough for you to notice the beauty that's already here. The story idea that's been waiting patiently, the line you wrote last week that still gives you goosebumps, the fact that you get to make things, that pause, that deep inhale of appreciation is where presence lives. And presence is where the art breathes. Every creative season, even the quiet ones, have value. Here's an affirmation. I am grateful for the pace, the pauses, and the process that shape my art. Take a second with me right now. What's one thing, one small thing that you're grateful for in your creative life today? Hold that in your mind. That feeling, that's your creative center, finding stillness. That's it for today's episode. If this episode spoke to you, please like, share, and subscribe to Fearless Inc. And if there's someone in your circle who's been questioning their creative purpose, send this to them. Sometimes gratitude is exactly the reset we all need. Next week, we'll talk about the power of creative rest, how to pause with purpose and refill the well. Until then, keep dreaming and keep showing up for yourself on the page. Take care.